Hey everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Fast Break Podcast with Brad. Coming up on today's show, there's a new hero in OKC. That's right, Russell Westbrook decided to remain with Oklahoma City Thunder on a three-year, $85 million contract extension. It's July 4th, and Oklahoma City Thunder GM Sam Presti, like most of us, is nervously awaiting the decision of his franchise player Kevin Durant on where he plans to play basketball next season. To this point, the Thunder organization has been the perfect model on how to run a small market franchise in today's NBA. Expertly draft the perfect players, be able to develop those players, spend just enough money to sign savvy veterans or role players to fill out the roster and to facilitate the draft pick's transition into the league, and yes, have an enormous amount of luck. The OKC business model has given hope to other small market teams like the Memphis Grizzlies, Milwaukee Bucks, Utah Jazz, and a few others. The worst case scenario for these teams is when you have a player that you were lucky enough to draft, develop, and not only had he become the face of the franchise, but also an adoring figure in the community, and he decides to leave for a new team. And in the case of Kevin Durant, that was the result. A ferocious competitor who attacks the rim with so much determination that it's surprising that the goal isn't shattered into a million pieces after each and every jam. It's possible that the NBA has never seen a player like Westbrook, at least not at the point guard position. A player who can attack the rim the way he does, anticipate passes, miss shots, grab rebounds, and set up his teammates with wide open shots, all at a high rate. Without a doubt, the most athletic point guard in the league right now. Having him alongside Kevin Durant has been quite a treat for Thunder fans everywhere. Now, with KD opting to leave OKC for Golden State, the Thunder are down one superstar. The noise around the league was, if Durant were to leave OKC, then Westbrook would decline an extension with the Thunder and would most likely be traded before the start of next season, so that OKC wouldn't lose him for nothing next year in free agency. Perhaps it was Durant leaving and going to quote-unquote the enemy, the team who they just were up 3-1 on in the conference finals and let that slip away. Maybe it's the thought of having his own team and being the face of a franchise and to be the one to lead them to success. Or perhaps it's about loyalty and commitment to finish what he started for the team that drafted him to bring a championship to OKC. Whatever the case may be, Russell Westbrook has decided to forgo his opportunity to become a free agent next season and instead stay with the Oklahoma City Thunder on a three-year, $85 million extension. That's right, Thunder fans. Even you, Sam Presti, you can all breathe. You may not have Kevin Durant anymore, maybe not even Serge Ibaka, but on the bright side, you will not drastically fall to the bottom of the league and be totally forgotten. In fact, in the 2014-15 season, when Kevin Durant missed a total of 55 games due to his foot injury, Westbrook absolutely balled out. He averaged 36 points a game, 8 rebounds a game, nearly 10 assists a game, and was going on a tear, dropping triple-doubles left and right. With Steph Curry and James Harden battling for the league MVP, Westbrook began to get serious consideration and might have won it had the Thunder not missed the playoffs that season by one game. And now with Westbrook committed to the franchise for the next three seasons, acquiring Victor Oladipo in a trade for Serge Ibaka on draft night, and a nice rotation of big men and Steven Adams and Enes Kanter, the Thunder promised to be in the playoff hunt for the foreseeable future. The fun part is going to come four times this season when the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Golden State Warriors face each other on primetime television. And we won't have to wait long for it either. In just the fifth game of the season, Kevin Durant and his new band of brothers will play host to his former teammates and the Oklahoma City Thunder on November 3rd for what should be a can't-miss game. Most of the NBA world was pretty surprised to hear of Russell Westbrook's decision to remain in OKC. But one thing we shouldn't be surprised by is Westbrook's determination and his never-ending competitive spirit. For he has now become the one and only hero in OKC. That's going to do it for today's podcast. Remember to check out new and archived episodes on iTunes, Stitcher, and Audioboom. Also be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at THA Fast Break. Catch you next time.